This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Dirty Camera. Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. Waiting for news on the Landon Dickerson front. We just had Elliot Shore Parks on. Obviously describe what was a scary moment in the stadium last night. We hope for the best. Adam Schefter tweeting out just about 30 minutes ago or so that he will get an MRI done today on his knee. So we'll hope for the best there. John, just your quick thoughts on seeing the injury, the video. You were able to get a pretty decent look at it because of all the phones in the stands.
Yeah.
What are your just, because initially you thought it might have been stepped on, then you looked at it again,
initially,
it looked
I
like, yeah.
I thought he was stepped on because I was looking at his left leg. And I saw on one of the TV shows that it was right knee that they were MRIing today. When I looked at the right knee, it looks like he was sort of bumped back by a stunt when he went to, you know,
plant,
work through this stunt with the guy next to him. Yeah, plant his foot. He lifted it again gingerly. Like he went to plant and it's almost like, oh.
So one of those non-contact things that you,
that's the worry.
Scary to see.
That's
yep.
The worry. And I have had a situation personally where I've been in a very similar spot. And it was medial and lateral meniscus. Ugh. And that was, no, that's
better
good.
Than ACL, yeah.
That's great.
That'd be great if this
ACL.
Is the case, yeah.
For me, that was, you get scoped. Yeah. It was the bye week. I got scoped and I didn't miss a game.
Right.
I don't know that we can hope for something so fortuitous in Landon's case, but that would be best case scenario.
Yeah, and the only thing you can hope for, or at least something to give hope, I know, we've talked about the potential for him sitting in the front of the
cart.
Maybe that leg wasn't straight. But also just as far as this specific player goes, I feel like more than any in recent memory, Landon Dickerson is a goes down, gets helped off
he
the field.
He'll be back in the game
tomorrow.
Guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Like it just feels like that's his thing.
I've seen it before where I was very, very concerned and he was fine.
Yeah.
He kept coming back.
So that's what I'm hoping for, that's just kind of his thing. So we will see, but obviously you can chime in on it. And the Phils. The Phils sweep the Rangers. They had only won 2 games ever in Arlington prior, 2-12 prior to the weekend. Sweep the Rangers down there in Texas this weekend. But the Zach Wheeler thing goes 5, you know, was okay, but concerning. The velocity is down on all of his pitches, 1 to 2 miles an hour, depending on the pitch. And, you know, talked about it after the game. He's feeling a little off, and it's been bothering him for a while, and he doesn't really know what's going on. So should they sit him? Where do you come down that? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rick and Easton. What up, Rick?
Guys. So, Polk Dickerson thing is going to be huge, but you said it before. We've been really lucky with injuries in the Eagles teams the last couple of years. And bottom line is, we have a lot of talent. We're going to have to get through it. That's just what we're going to have to do if it's that bad for this year.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the – every team has it. Look, we saw – You know, the Chargers just had Rashawn Slater go down. They had just paid him over $100 million out for the year. I mean, this is the type of stuff you have to deal with. He's their left tackle. We have been very fortunate the last few years that these type of injuries have not hit the Eagles, and certainly not this early in the season. So obviously we hope for the best, but if Dickerson's out, yeah, they're going to have to find a way to piece together, and Jeff Stoutland is going to, you know, show us why he's the best in the business, or have to at least, you know.
And they're so talented everywhere else. It's going to be a blow, but it's going to be a notch that we're going to have to deal with. The Phillies, you know, last year, July and August, was abysmal offensively. This year, not many people have mentioned it. July and August has been a much better. I mean, I know August is still, you know, almost halfway there. But in July, this team imploded offensively. And that's got to be a positive we have to take away from. And listen, we're very lucky with the starting pitching, too. You know, they've been overall healthy. We're going to have some of these into long season, and we're just going to have to overcome whatever Wheeler's going through. And it is what it is. But how exciting it is to have that shutdown close itself.
Oh, it's massive. And look, yeah, the Wheeler thing, I'm not freaking out over it. I think the fact that he did go five innings yesterday, the fact that he was able to pitch in the first place is a good sign. The imaging coming back clean is a good sign. It's just we're, you know, getting towards the playoffs. I think the 2022 thing, they shut him down for about a month, and he came back fresh, and he looked great heading into the playoffs and in the playoffs. So,
but different injury.
But a different injury in a different situation.
That was forearm.
And look, the starting pitching thing, like, I'm kind of, that's something I've actually kind of gotten a little more concerned about as the season has gone on. I mean, Sanchez has really been the only one outside of Wheeler until these last few starts who's been consistent throughout the whole season. I mean, Ranger has fallen off. The Lizardo thing, it's like one starts great, the next isn't. I mean, Taiwan is fine for a fifth starter, but I'm actually...
Taiwan's been the most consistent.
She gives that him and Sanchez. Rick, I am a little concerned about the starting pitching as the playoffs approach. This Wheeler thing just, it makes me nervous.
Anyway, real quick, Rhea, I live in Easton, so I have to leave at 6 a.m. for Eagles games. Not only is the traffic bad getting there, getting out of there is even worse.
It is.
And they reroute traffic out of the K lot.
Yep.
You can only go right, and you have to go all the way around to get back to 76. It's abysmal.
Eagles have a decent lead, we run to the car.
Yeah. No,
I mean, literally run to just try to get out
Phillies
there.
Phillies games is horrible, like out of that K lot and all that. Any of the lots. I get it. I do think, look, after the game, it is what it is. If you go to a sporting event, you know, as long as you get there for the event and stuff, you are going to hit traffic leaving
it's
the event.
It's not getting
it's just
to the
what
event.
It is. That's where I'm going, Rhea. After it sucks, I get it, but you know what? That is what it
that's
is.
That's a great point.
Like, traffic on the way there, you have to make sure people can get to the event. If you're leaving, people leaving 3-4 hours at a time, like, you should be able to get to your event on time. Like, that's a real issue, Rick, you know?
So agree, and, like, the Cowboys game, I will be in my parking spot by 2
p.m. Yeah, you're going to sleep there overnight. Rick, you got an answer for us for a comeback?
Yeah, I think you have a lot of leaders in the clubhouse, but, hey, listen, this guy was done in football. He went to go pack bags at a grocery, and he comes back and he wins 2 rings, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Kurt Warner.
Yep, wow. Kurt Warner, another one. That was almost like there was nothing to come back from, though. That was just like a...
He was a backup.
Yeah, no, he was like a... Yeah, but no, that's a very, very good answer. It's going to be tough to vote at the end of the day.
Boy, did you see that movie?
The Kevin... Oh, no, wait, was
the
it
the... one, the movie they did on him?
Was it the Kevin James one? Or no, that was the Saints
Kevin
one.
James was Sean Payton.
Yes, yes.
Well, that was kind of amusing because Kevin James is an amusing...
Yes.
That movie on Kurt Warner was
remind me
so,
who was in that one. Was it,
I don't remember the name of
it. I remember that it came
horribly
out.
Horribly written. It was so bad.
It was bad.
Oh, my God. I made it through like an hour and I was just like, no, this is terrible.
Called American Underdog?
American Underdog,
Zachary Levi.
Oh, Zachary, sure.
It was so bad.
It was Chuck back in the day.
Really low budget.
Dennis Quaid was Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, look Dennis, there you go. Wow.
Is it good?
No, she said it was horrible. No. Did you not listen to her at all?
I was looking
at
her.
Did you not hear a word she just said?
Multitasking.
What?
He does not pay attention very well.
That's not true. It was 1 second.
Literally, she just said it.
Isn't that the actor who was Shazam?
Yes, that's exactly who it is. Yeah. Yes, he was also Chuck on the TV show Chuck way back in the day, if that does anything for anyone. Good show. No.
I didn't ever watch that.
How weird is it, though? Dick Vermeil now been in 2 movies. He's got that one in Invincible. Dick Vermeil.
And played by, well, I thought Greg Kinnear was great as him.
Great as him.
Really great as
him. I totally agree. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our guy, John in Manayunk. Johnny!
What's up, dudes? Listen, hi, on a normal Monday, you know, nobody likes Mondays already. Then you have Landon Dickerson going down. You're like, man, this is a really, this is a morbid type Monday. But then if you look back at the Mets' 12 games, I think they've blown, they're like 1 in the last 13 blown.
Oh, yeah. They've
leads.
Lost seven straight. Like, I mean, like, look, yesterday they were up 5-0 and they lost on a walk-off in the ninth. I mean, they are.
And all
it's
their
bad.
Big trade acquisitions at the deadline, these super hot relief pitchers all blowing the saves, all getting losses. So they go back to Edwin Diaz last night, their tried and true guy, blows the save, gets the loss. Actually, he didn't blow the save, he got the loss. But either way, they're an implosive dumpster fire, and it's the only thing that's keeping me alive right now.
Yeah,
and
thank God for the Mets right now. You're right. Yeah, we need
it. And we get Duran, who's, I believe, I saw the first pitcher, the first Phillies pitcher to ever get their first three saves, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
I saw that, too. I was surprised by that, actually.
How dare he allow a hit yesterday?
I know. It's outrageous. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I know it's still, you know, it remains to be seen, but the Dombrowski moves and stuff, but it seems like since then our team is fired up and energized, and since then the Mets seem like they're an implosive mess. So
look, we talked a lot about that, John. We had Jim Salisbury on this show days before the trade deadline say there are going to be a lot of upset veterans in that clubhouse if Dombrowski doesn't do anything. And he did something, and I think you've seen an infusion of excitement, of juice, of belief, of whatever in this group, and they're playing that way. I think it matters, for sure.
To be fair, I've said it on the show 100 times, but like the last bunch of years, Kimbrel blew it back-to-back games, Estevez blew it. Like our playoffs were derailed by blown saves, and now we have a total light flamethrower in the closer spot. Our team is good enough to win. We can do it.
I agree.
So I'm pumped
up.
John. I'm flyered up. I'm fillied up. I'm eagled up. And here's the thing, though, too. I got to make this thing, too. Now Joe's not here. We could easily talk about Joe and make fun of him while he's not here. It'd be very easy to. But I'll tell you what. I'm proud of this guy for coming out there winning golf. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
So
I think,
you know, the afternoon show should have been a little more humble. I'm going to be honest with you. It should be a little more humble. And, you know, you should be prepping in the video room and getting ready for these last competitions, because if Joe wins, he will not be humble. We all know that.
And look, I think if he wins,
made on that board.
John, if he wins, he has a right to pop the hell off. He said he was going to win. I didn't believe, none of us believed him. And, like, at worst, he's going 2-2. Like, at worst, we're going 2-2 to basketball for Joe. And, a ton of credit, man. I'm with
Joe
you. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. I think Joe is going to win. And I
heard you say that on Friday.
I can't believe I've changed. I think Joe is the favorite now. I really do. I think
welcome
he's going
to
win basketball.
To the dark side.
That's where I'm at. I can't help it. He's the favorite.
If he wins, the soundboard is going to get at least 5 or 6 new sounds.
It's going to be
new
something
guttural,
else.
Just sounds.
It's going to be something, John. John, you got a comeback for us, brother?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know if this is the best one. This one popped in my head right.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
right away as far as this genre, we'll call it. But, like, what's his name? Neil Patrick Harris was Doogie Howser,
sure.
Big teen star. Most teen stars, they burn out for various reasons. But this guy came back hard, and he's probably more famous than he's ever been. So I'm going to say Neil Patrick Harris.
Sure.
A great show, guys.
Not a winner compared to some of the answers you got today, but definitely a comeback for MPH. All right, the tennis thing. I'm happy that that John brought that up there. Because after tennis comes running, obviously, and Joe went on the afternoon show on Friday before his time off to iron out some of the details about the running and all that. And it didn't go great. Let's be honest. Here's how it ended. The call between Joe and the afternoon show, they got rid of him.
Joe, final thing. You know, you have painted yourself as a... as classy during this whole thing, even though you've been, you know, I think you've taken some personal shots at Jack. Did you apologize for berating the line judges, especially with the language on the air?
I apologize on the air, off the
okay.
air.
Okay.
I went to confession, and I went over and talked to the parents who had kids there. I mean, that was
okay.
That was
all right. Because I've known you for a long time, and I've never seen you quite so angry.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is I thought they were... I mean, look, I'm still considering doing an investigation station for who brought those three in.
But, right,
know,
yes.
I guess, you know, because that person's got to, you know, come on now. Yeah, look, I did feel bad about it, all jokes aside. I mean, I shouldn't have done that. But look, the bottom line is I'm competitive. I wanted to win. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, I did win. And so that's two.
Yes. All right. We'll see. I hung up on him. I can't have him bragging on our show.
I mean, all that show has done is talk smack
yep.
for 2 months. Some of the most offensive things that have ever been said about this show have been said by those guys, or I say, you know, mommy and daddy, on that show.
And all he said was, that's
all
two.
All he said was, I won. Well, guess what he did win? He beat Jack's ass in that. Like, yeah. And you're going to hang up on weak. Soft.
That is pretty lame.
Yeah, those are some four-letter words I could say about the afternoon show. Weak and soft, and I'll keep it to those two right now, okay?
Wasn't the whole point to determine how far they were going to run?
Yeah, they did some of that before. I don't know if they actually got there, but that was part of it. It just ended poorly.
So do we know what they're going to run?
I don't think we do, actually. They did not come to a decision. We don't know what the distance is. We don't know when it's going to happen. We're doing great with this. We are right on track here. no, we will set up the date. I'm sure it's going to be in a couple weeks.
Do we know where it's going to be?
We do not, no. But this is the kind of stuff that we're going to have to get on top of, you know. But either way, look, 2-1. Just saying. 2-1. Afternoon show.
Mommy and daddy
Where's
getting
the crying?
Upset.
Where's the crying? You're going to hang up on people. That's fine. That's fine. We get it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Fred and Scranton. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thanks, Fred.
You got a lot of chemistry, the three of you. Rita, John, and you, James.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. I like working with Rita, too.
She, you know, she's awesome.
I love Rita.
I hope
Rita's.
To meet her someday.
We talked a lot about Rita's earlier.
We did.
I missed the Landon Dickerson injury. I was there with my son yesterday. We left early. The traffic was horrendous, but we took a subway from North Philly down to, because when I come to visit my son, I just park my car and up across from his
sure.
apartment building in North Philly. So, but it was bad, the traffic. It's unbelievable when we were walking out. And then, of course, it got worse when my son tells me, oh, Landon Dickerson got hurt.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, my God.
Not the way you want the night to end, huh, Fred?
I was just telling him while we were watching the practice, I said, you know, we've had injuries with this open practice before. And I hope for the best, but you know what? This team is so resilient. I mean, we won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, we've had injuries, so I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah,
Fred,
I think it's one of those things where, look, if they lose Landon Dickerson for an extended period of time, perhaps the full season, that is a massive loss for this team. He's an important player on the field, and as Elliot Shore Parks pointed out before, an important player off the field. But to your point, like, it's not like they can't win the Super Bowl if they lose Landon Dickerson. They absolutely can win the Super Bowl. This is not a seasons over type injury if it is that bad, but it's a bad injury. Like, there's no sugarcoating it. It's something that this it will be a hurdle this team will have to clear without a doubt. Fred, you got a answer for us for a comeback?
How about, this is going back a ways, Jim Harbaugh, the quarterback of the Colts. He came, he was left for dead after he left the Bears. The Colts picked him up, and they went to the AFC Championship in 1993, I believe, and they almost beat Pittsburgh.
Love it.
That's when,
hey, Fred,
Pittsburgh.
Great call, buddy. So
they didn't, though.
Can I just ask a quick question, just for judging purposes before we get there? Better comeback, Nelson Mandela or Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not in the same stratosphere. Yeah. I'm thinking no.
I think so. For those who missed it, we're talking about Zach Wheeler, the injury. Wheeler did talk about it after the game. A couple pieces of audio. Wheeler, this first piece of audio you're going to hear, you're going to start hearing it, and you're going to say, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Keep listening. It's going to get worse. Here's Wheeler after the game.
How do you feel after having to start pushing back a couple days in the pitching bay?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through.
When you say a little off, like what's the little off, Zach?
Just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, four starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but I just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
Yeah, no, everything's great. I'm feeling awesome, feeling great. What's wrong? I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how to fix it.
I'm a little off. It's not the prettiest. I'm trying to figure it out. The innings are starting to rack up. I just got to try to push through it. Hold on, man. You said you were a lot better.
You said I felt great.
You felt good. You said you felt healthy. Which is it?
If St. Anne Michelle had to diagram that sentence,
yeah,
she'd give you an F.
It would be
all over the place.
It'd be like one of those win probability charts that they put out where it's up here and up there. A wild cut. Wheeler went on to say more, still concerning about how long he's been dealing with this.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. I finally just got to that point to where, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, just those couple of days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. He says one thing, it's like, I'm feeling great, it's all good, and then I don't really know what to make of it. It's concerning one way or another. We hope that this is something. I do think the fact that he felt healthy overall is a really, really positive thing, but he's off, and he doesn't know why he's off, and he doesn't know what's off.
He feels healthy overall, but there's edge taken off.
Yeah, the velocity is down.
Every single one of his pitches.
Yeah.
And it's serious edge. We're talking
a mile
one
to two
and a half
on it, yeah.
To two. I think there was one that was 2.5
and that's
miles.
And that might not sound
lower.
Like a lot to people. That is a massive drop for a pitcher in terms of average velocity to that. So, yeah, it's a real concern. What do you feel more after the weekend? The positive of the sweep and the high times of 7-2 since the deadline, 5.5 up on the Mets, a season high 5.5 on the Mets, or are you worried about Wheeler? Because when it comes to October, this team is desperately going to need Zach Wheeler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.